Governor highlights Texas's deadly, broken bail system. Texas border business. Houston. Governor Greg Abbott held a roundtable and press conference at Crime Stoppers of Houston to highlight Texas's deadly and broken bail system to ensure dangerous criminals are kept behind bars. Activist judges are protecting dangerous criminals instead of the innocent people they victimize, said Governor Abbott. Since 2019, in the greater Houston area alone, there are over 200 cases of dangerous criminals being let out on low cash or no cash bonds only for them to assault or kill another innocent Texan. This is not a right versus left issue. This is a public safety issue. Too many judges grant repeat offenders 2, 3, even 16 chances that they do not deserve. State representatives must fix that by passing a constitutional amendment. Lawmakers must choose. Support the safety of citizens they represent, or the criminals who kill them. The governor was joined at the roundtable and press conference by Crime Stoppers of Houston CEO Ronnie Amancarius and dozens of bail reform advocates, families of victims, and local law enforcement officials. View the governor's full press conference here. Every name shared today represents a life lost and a family forever changed, said Crime Stoppers of Houston CEO Ronnie Amancarius. These tragedies demand action. Bond reform isn't partisan, it's about public safety. We're grateful to Governor Abbott for bringing us together, and Crime Stoppers of Houston remains committed to working with all partners to prioritize safety and accountability. During the press conference, Governor Abbott shared a brutal story from Representative Ana Hernandez's House District where a career criminal with 16 unique mugshots, released on a personal recognizance, PR, bond, murdered his wife in front of her own children. The governor also mentioned the case of Austin Collette, who pleaded guilty to murder and was awaiting sentencing when Judge Hillary Unger released him on bond. Collette then shot and killed his 21-year-old girlfriend in Representative Jolanda Jones' district. The governor pointed to Judge Unger as an example of those contributing to what he described as Texas's broken and dangerous bail system, one that is endangering the lives of innocent Texans. Governor Abbott called on Texas legislators, including Representative Hernandez, Representative Jones, Representative Alma Allen, and Representative Armando Wall, to support tougher bail policies. During the roundtable discussion, the governor heard solemn stories from the families of victims, including Rosalie Cook, who was stabbed to death by a repeat offender who was arrested 67 times in Harris County and was out on the streets on 2 felony PR bonds at the time of the murder. Rosalie is survived by her son, Chuck Cook. Shaniqua Banks, who was murdered in front of her 3-year-old son by a defendant who was charged with a felony while on parole for a violent offense and given a PR bond at the time of the murder. Shaniqua is survived by her daughter, Lisa Calloway. Samuel Olson, who was murdered with a blunt object by a criminal who was out on a felony PR bond for assault and who hid his body for days. 5-year-old Samuel is survived by his mother, Sarah Olson, and grandmother, Tanya Olson. Martha Medina, who was run over and murdered by a repeat offender with multiple felony convictions and out on a $150,000 bond for capital murder at the time of Martha's murder. Martha is survived by her mother, Lourdes Medina. Ramon Ramos, who was murdered on Christmas Eve by a defendant out on multiple bonds and had multiple felony warrants in Harris and Fort Bend counties at the time of the murder. Ramon is survived by his sister, Marisol Ramos. Additionally, the governor underscored the need to reform Texas's deadly and broken bail system. He urged the Texas legislature to support legislation for a constitutional amendment to require judges to automatically deny bail for violent crimes, including murder, rape, and human trafficking, unless there is clear and convincing evidence that the defendant will appear in court and not endanger the community. Require judges who release violent criminals on easy bail to explain their decisions to the public in writing. Allow prosecutors to have the right to appeal a judge's questionable bond decisions. In his 2025 State of the State address earlier this year, Governor Abbott declared bail reform as an emergency item this legislative session.